Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the BLS International Services Limited Q3 and 9 months FY24 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions and expectations of the company as on date of this call. The statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shikhar Agarwal, Joint Managing Director, BS International Services. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Agarwal.
Good afternoon and good evening, everyone. Welcome to our earnings call for the quarter and 9 months ended 31st December 2023. I have on call with me today Mr. Nikhil Gupta, Managing Director, Mr. Amit Sudhakar, Chief Financial Officer of the company, Mr. Gaurav Chuk, Head of Investor Relations and AdFactors at IR team. I'm glad to share with you all today what we all have done lately and what we aim to do in the near future. We have made good progress in the past few months, crossing significant milestones and have entered the last quarter of this fiscal on a strong note. Talking about our strategy, we have been speaking to you regarding our strategy of focusing on both organic and inorganic growth opportunities and utilizing our cash in an efficient manner and generating significant returns. And in line with our strategy, we had acquired ZeroMast in 2022, which significantly expanded our operations. And in January 2024, we have announced signing of a definitive agreement for acquisition of 100% stake in iData for an enterprise valuation of Euro 50 million. iData is a prominent player in visa and consular services and is based out of Turkey. Interestingly, iData has been the exclusive provider of visa and consular services to the Italian diplomatic mission since 2006 and German government since 2012 in certain geographies. The acquisition will be funded primarily through internal accruals of the company and would be EPS accretive from day one of the acquisition. We expect the acquisition to be concluded by end of the fiscal, subject to government and regulatory approvals. iData operates more than 37 visa application centers across 15 plus countries serving diplomatic missions of Germany, Italy and Czech Republic. We believe this acquisition will mark a significant milestone in BLS International's journey. This strategic move underscores our commitment to becoming a global leader in tech-enabled services for government and citizens. We believe that this acquisition will further expand our operational footfall as well as market share in the visa service segment. Post-consummation of this transaction, we work towards integration of the business, keeping in view various synergistic aspects, including achieving operational efficiencies and exploring new opportunities. On the operational front, let me highlight various awards we have won during the period. We have been re-awarded the contract for visa services for the High Commission of India and Canada. This includes operation at HCI in Ottawa and CGI in Toronto and Vancouver. We will continue to provide services like consular support, passport processing and visa facilitation. On digital service front, we secured significant contracts from State Health Agency, Ayushman Bharat, Pradhan Mantri Yojana, Uttar Pradesh. This partnership involves handling Ayushman cards on behalf of National Authority IT platform. Being chosen as an impanel service provider reflects BLS International's reliability in delivering crucial e-governance services. Company was awarded another significant contract from UIDAI to conduct a comprehensive data quality check for Aadhaar information. The project spanning over 3 years and is extendable by 2 years. Last but not the least, it is a momentous milestone. We recently completed the IPO of our subsidiary BLS E-Service successfully. As BLS E makes its debut in the public market, it provides an opportunity for us to participate in the company's growth trajectory while enabling BLS E to expand its operations and enhance its offering in the business segments. The proceeds will be utilized towards growing our e-service business. Both organically and inorganically, we see tremendous headroom for growth in this business in the coming years. Our endeavor is to continue to expand our operations through both organic as well as inorganic growth of initiatives and serve people across the globe. Technology and process-oriented approach will remain a key focus area, and we will continue to innovate and strengthen our business operations, serve the government and citizens in the best possible manner. Thank you for your continued trust and support. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Amit Sudhakar, our CFO, for an update on our financial performance. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am pleased to present the consolidated financial performance for the third quarter and 9 month ended December 31st, 2023. In Q3 FY24, we recorded a revenue of 437.9 crore, a 7.4% QoQ rise, primarily driven by continuous recovery in visa and consular services. During this quarter, our EBITDA reached 806 crore compared to 66.3 crore in the corresponding quarter last year and 86.7 crore in Q2 FY24. Notably, the EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 20.23%, reflecting a substantial increase of 509 basis points compared to the same quarter last year. This improvement can be attributed to our cost optimization initiatives and the positive impact of value-added services. In Q3 FY24, our profit after tax amounted to 87.18 crores, a significant increase from 45.85 crore in previous corresponding quarter and 82 crore in Q2 FY24. Additionally, the EPS for the quarter stood at 2.05 rupees compared to 1.23 rupees in Q3 FY23. Now shifting to 9 months performance, the 9 months revenue reached 1,229 crore, showing a robust 15.13% YoY increase. This growth was primarily driven by the strong recovery in visa volumes along with higher revenue from digital service business. The EBITDA for 9 months FY24 amounted to 255 crores compared to 154 crore in the corresponding 9 months last year. The EBITDA margin for this period stood at 20.78%, reflecting an increase of 631 basis points compared to 9 months FY23. In 9 months FY24, the profit after tax stood at 240 crores, a substantial improvement from 127 crore in the previous corresponding 9 months. The EPS for this quarter is 5.64 rupees compared to 3.2 reported in 9 months FY23. Additionally, I am pleased to highlight that the board has recommended a dividend of 50% to the shareholders of the company. This translates into 50 paisa per share as dividend. That's all from our end. We would be happy to take any question that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mayur Bapadora, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations for the good set of numbers. Actually, my question was...
Mayur, may I request you to use your handset, please?
Yes, it is clear now?
No, sir. Your audio is slightly muffled, sir.
Wait a minute.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Hello.
Am I audible now?
Yes, sir. You're audible. Please go ahead.
So, my question was regarding visa segment of our business. So, in visa segment, how much we are going to grow in the future? Like we said, we are going to grow 20% year over year, and for 9 months it is actually 11% growth, 9 months over 9 months. So it is slightly slowing down. So what we must expect going forward without the acquisition we had iData, and with the acquisition, how much we expect in visa segment growth?
See, if you see from a profitability point of view, you know, from a PAT level, we have grown more than 90%. If you compare the same quarter last year, even if you see that from an EBITDA level, you know, we have grown more than 66%. So definitely there is a major growth. Regarding revenue, you know, also we grew. There was some seasonality in the business. Some countries didn't open up this quarter. That is why there was a little drop in the volume. But still, if you see the revenue we have achieved is similar. So that is why there is an increase in the revenue, actually. And whatever numbers we have achieved, you know, we wish to maintain that. If you have seen in the last 3-4 years, we have given more than 50% CAGR growth, you know. And next years also, coming years, our objective is obviously to grow the company. We cannot give you any firm numbers or percentages where we target to grow, but definitely we have aggressive growth internally set between in the company.
Okay, sir. And sir, my next question was regarding our digital service segment. So on the margin front, can we further see margin improvement in digital service segment going forward?
See, the margins that we have achieved, obviously this is a volume-driven business spread across the length and breadth of the company, of the country, where we have 4 lakh people coming into our centers every day. You know, margin is a little less than the visa business, around 14.5% margin, whereas in our visa business, we are doing upwards of 20% margin. Definitely, our margin from visa business was less. It grew with time. So definitely our objective and agenda is always to grow the margin in whatever business we get into. And that will be the same objective even in e-services.
Okay, sir. And what is our thought process behind acquiring the iData? And how is the margin profile right now in iData? And can we expect the margin, similar margin profile in that acquisition also once we go through these... Once we fully accommodate the company in our system?
See, first of all, it took us 15 years, you know, to acquire such a big company. The money that we have generated are hard-earned money. First, we invested in Starfin, then Zeromass, and now this 50 million euro, which translates to 450 crore acquisition. You know, we expect the money to be recovered within 5 to 6 years. You know, this is a niche player based in certain geography of the world, wherein they are operating only for Germany, Italy, these governments, Czech Republic also from many years, 2006, they have been in business. Definitely margins in this company is a little higher than BLS International, because it's a niche player working in certain geographies only with certain governments at higher service charges than us. So that was also the objective of buying this company, to learn from them. And obviously adding new client base, you know, in this geography, it gives us we can use economies of scale, combine our offices, you know, lead to further growth, reduction of our expenses. We get qualified for more tenders. So definitely there are multiple advantages. That is all added advantages, other than the fact that we will recover our money within 5 to 6 years. And these are all extra advantages that we will get.
Okay, sir. Best of luck from my side for your future endeavors. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ravi Naredi from Naredi Investments. Please go ahead.
First of all, Nikhilji and Shikharji, congratulations to you and your team along with us for good listing of BLS e-services, because you have given the quota for shareholder of BLS and we get the allotment. And sir, 100% you acquired fully this visa company. So how much net profit in last year, calendar year 2023?
So, see, we have acquired iData. We have signed a definitive agreement. Certain CPs are still to be done. And after getting those approvals, we will be able to buy it out. But the audited numbers of they have a calendar year, was around 20 million was the revenue, and they had a EBITDA of 10.2 million euros. This is all in euros.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. Okay. And our quarter three top line revenue could not grow. Any reason? 437 both the.
I think we just answered this question. Previous, अभी पीछे जो पूछा था, we just answered this question.
Okay, I will listen in the system. Digit and this digital services, it will stand with us or it will transfer to BLS e services.
No, digital BLS e services, which is a subsidiary of BLS International, will continue to remain a subsidiary of BLS International, and all the revenue profitability will get consolidated into BLS International. But definitely, the e service arm will handle all the digital service business, everything.
Okay. So this digital services will also transfer to BLS e services,
sorry,
right?
To interrupt, Mr. Ravi. Hello.
Yes,
yes, sir,
yes,
we request you to rejoin the question queue in the interest of time.
No problem.
Thank you, sir. Our next question is from the line of Aniruddha Thakre, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone, and congratulations. Just want to check, is there any feasibility of having the forest?
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Your audio is not clear. May I request you to use your handset? The line for Mr. Thakre has dropped. May we move to the next participant? Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Avnish Khara from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir, please go
ahead. Hi, thank you for taking my question. I just have two questions. The first one is on the visa services. I just wanted to understand whether the quarter-on-quarter increase is primarily, is it led by volumes or do you also see some kind of a price jump over there? And secondly, on the digital services, it's quarter on quarter, it's fallen a little bit. So maybe you could throw some light over there as well on what exactly happened.
So I think on the visa service front, definitely, you know, there has been a good growth in the revenue mix. You know, the revenue mix has changed. We have definitely gotten some additional service charges. Our service charges also increased. If you see in the last year, even the Spanish contract that we won or the new contracts for Germany, Italy, whatever we have won is at higher service charges. And definitely there has been a good increase in different additional services like biometric, mobile biometric, premium lounges, etc. So that is why also the profitability has increased and we expect to maintain that. Regarding the digital services, I think from quarter two to quarter three, there could be a minute change, but going forward, we see good growth coming in.
That's it from my side. Thanks for answering my questions and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Omkar Kamtekar from Bonanza Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. So, just a clarification to understand if the thought process is right. As you said, the iData acquisition that you have done, the entity has is a niche player and it has a higher margins than what BLS has. So I think by what time you will be able to complete the acquisition? Because if it is a higher margin business, once that becomes incorporated in the numbers of BLS, the margin from the visa services should increase. And if you are saying that the visa margins are currently at 20, they could jump higher. So would that be a material jump or a normal jump?
So as I explained in the earlier question, that iData has a much better EBITDA margin percentages compared to us. And because they are in that niche market and the most lucrative market in which they work on. So obviously once we acquire, our margins will go up overall and we see value coming from synergies that we have, that they and we both have offices in more than 5 countries, which we are looking at how we can synergize those operations and improve the margin further in the consolidated financials. So those are the potential EBITDA improvements which we are looking at.
Understood, sir. But would the margins then materially higher, or would be it would be an incremental marginal gain? So would it be a, say for example, if the margin is currently at 20%, would it go like 25, 26, 27%, or would it be like 1 or 2% higher? Is just that would it be a material jump or a normal jump?
See, actually, we cannot give any, you know, substantive numbers right now because we are also not aware. But as you have seen in the past, you know, BLS International EBITDA margins have jumped from 15% to 20%. Now we are seeing upwards of 20%. And our endeavor is definitely to grow the margins always, even with this acquisition. And other than this acquisition also, our endeavor is to grow the margins. So definitely, you know, we will be focusing on that. But we do not have any visibility on exact numbers.
No issues. And final question is with respect to the length of the contracts that you also have with respect to your awards that you have with your visa and other processing, and what IDTI. Do they have the similar length of contracts, or is there, or do they have a higher or a shorter length of contracts? And what is our length of contracts for the current
are following on the history of the company, maybe if you have seen that we have renewed our major contracts recently. You know, we recently won a contract again with the Indian Embassy in Canada. Last year, we won again the Spanish global contract at a higher service charge. So every government has different topographies. Germany typically works on a 7-year period. Even the new contract that you won with German government in USA is for 7 years. Accordingly, all the contracts with this company also are there for the next few years. And, you know, whenever they come up for bidding, then there will be a tender.
Understood. Thank you. I'll join back in the queue for follow-ups.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Aniruddha Thakre, who is an investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon and congratulations for the set of numbers. Two questions. Can we expect this to happen in FY23-24, the iData completion, complete acquisition? Also, is there any probability or chance with our synergies to have a new business of forex exchanges for the customer?
Sorry, I understood your first question. That answer is yes. You can expect this transaction to close soon after the approvals. I did not understand your second question. Can you please repeat?
So what I'm trying to understand, like, we are into visa services and we are providing a lot of digital services. So in case, can we have a new business line for the exchange of the currencies? Like, can we make available the currencies through our offices? Forex exchanges.
See, we are not averse to any value addition that can come to our existing customer base. So, you know, in some countries, we have tie-up already with certain banks wherein we are offering forex card services at our centers. And already this is happening. So, you know, we don't want to invest in any new line of business, you know, wherein we want to utilize the customer base that we have. So definitely, you know, we are very open on any business that can lead to incremental revenue from our existing customer base.
Great. Thank you. That's it from me.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nihar Mehta, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. If you could reiterate, I've noticed recently the revenue growth was not significant. So if you could highlight or give a color on the reason for the same.
Certain geographies, you know, that had not fully opened up, or there was some seasonality in certain geographies. That is why volume was a little less compared to similar quarter last year. But in fact, our revenue has increased because our revenue has gone up, you know, from the existing applications that we are getting. And going forward also, we see the volumes going up. So, you know, the volume should grow more. So that is why there should be a further increase in revenue.
Understood. And given the recent IPO that we had, if you could elaborate on, like, how much funding was raised, or where are we going to use that fund?
We can reiterate that, but we have also explained this a lot of times in the last 2 weeks to all investors' interviews. But I can tell you that, see, we have raised around 300 odd crores. funding will primarily use for four verticals, which is, you know, growing of all the three verticals of our banking correspondent, our e-governance and assisted e-services. And we are going to spend the money on strengthening our existing technology infrastructure to develop new capabilities, invest in, you know, inorganic growth, opening of different kind of BLS stores within our network. So a couple of things that we've already mentioned in our RHP also, and we have reiterated in our, you know, responses and interviews that we did in the last 1 week, 10 days.
Understood, sir. And we had our subsidiary in the U.S. So, if correct me if I'm wrong, we have recently stepped down that subsidiary which were in the U.S. So, if you could tell me what were the reasons behind that and so, how do we plan to, you know, work on our growth prospects given in the U.S.?
See, we have a presence in U.S. Currently. We have created this company with $200 as equity, more for the operations point of view, nothing else. So it is just to streamline the operations in U.S.
Okay. Okay, sir. Got it, sir. Thank you so much and wish you the very best.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Omkar Kamtekar from Bonanza Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the follow-up. The question is with respect to the gross margin. So in the 9 months, we can see that there is a good jump in the gross margins, go up close to 42% on a rounded basis. So my question was with respect to what is this attributed to? So approximately 10% jump in the gross margin. What is the breakup of this jump? How much is it with respect to increasing prices and how what is the breakdown of it?
So it's a mix of all what we just talked about. There have been new contracts where the revenue per application is higher. We have added new value-added services which have been there, and they all are a higher margin business mix, which is improving our gross margin over the years. You can see that has changing over the last year, quarter on quarter. The 5% overall EBITDA margins have been improved, and we are now maintaining those.
Understood. And the cash on the books that is shown in the presentation is approximately 750 odd crores. So once the acquisition of iData is complete, that would go down. That would be the correct understanding.
Yeah, that's right. But we are generating around 80 crores a quarter also. So that will also go on adding.
Understood. And And finally, one question with respect to the e-services business. So from what I recollect from one of the previous con calls, you had said that we were experimenting and exploring with respect to last mile cash delivery system, cash delivery in the e-services business. What is the status of that and are we seeing any traction with respect to that?
Sorry, just one second. If you can act on this.
Yeah. Let me answer that. So we entered into an agreement with the Public Sector Banks Alliance, where there are 12 public sector banks that have given us nearly 58% of the transactions across India, whereby in the last mile we are going to be we started doing various services to the residents at their homes. Including, for example, picking up cash, giving them cash, and even any kind of checkbooks that they want bank accounts to be opened. We've already started many of these services in the last 3 months.
Understood. So this would fall under the bank correspondent services, or would it be different from the existing verticals?
It's a separate contract, but within the BLSE services.
No. So, would it fall under the bank correspondence segment sub-segment?
No.
Or will
no, it be a separate? No, it'll be in the same segment, but it's a part of it's a separate agreement, but it is.
Okay, understood. And are we seeing traction, or is it still in its nascent stage? We see it ramping up very quickly.
It's in nascent stage, but the banks expect it to be ramped up very rapidly over the next couple of months.
next couple of months. So maybe 12 months down the line, it would be a much significant contributor to the revenues of the steel services business.
It would be a contributor. We'll have to see how significant it is over time.
Understood. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Mohit Doshi, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. And so just two questions. And the first one being, being a tech-enabled service provider, so what is the budget on R&D or innovation?
Are you talking about Venus International?
Yes, sir.
The budget for R&D, I think what we have been spending is 20 odd crores every year, you know, and definitely now, you know, with the new things in place and no new kind of business that we are targeting in visa counselor services across the world, we are going to maybe have a little bit more investment going forward in the technology space as our revenue and profits increase.
So what would be approximate scale-up in this, if you could provide a number?
No, it is not defined, the percentage, as in when, you know, we get new contracts, accordingly we have to invest in technology for each contract, you know, some different kind of technology. So probably that, but I think it will be utilized from the internal accruals of the company.
Certainly. And so in future, if one was to, assess the company, measure the company's success in any particular indicator or something that we should look out for?
I think EBITDA and PAT, that is the indicators that we internally look at, and definitely sustained growth, that is what we are looking at.
Certainly. Yes, so that's it from my side as of now. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Supan Parekh, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, Subhat.
Yeah. So I just wanted to know about a way forward for, you know, for the investors as well as for the stakeholders to monitor the, you know, the success of the BLS going forward. Like, what are the main things that the indicators they should look upon?
See, you should look at the history of BLS last 3-4 years, you know, how we have grown as a company. You know, and this, maybe definitely, you know, next few years, you know, the company that we have acquired, iData, the revenue profitability that is generated in that company will get consolidated into BLS. You know, we see growth coming in from that area, you know, entering into new geographies. So I would say that definitely we as a company have now become a little matured in terms of our entry into different geographies. Now we understand, you know, how to aggressively grow the company even further. So definitely, you know, there could be good growth coming in the next few years.
Okay. I wanted to ask again, wanted to ask about the current visa volume per annum a quarter. Like, what are the current volumes for that?
We have not disclosed that number properly because we are working multiple territories and multiple countries with different governments. So I think we have to get back to you on that.
Okay. So have you lost any contracts in last few months?
No. We have in fact won new contracts.
Okay. So I also wanted to ask the follow-up question for the volumes regarding what is the volumes in China and Russia as well? Like, as the situation in Russia?
Around 20% of our global volume. The volume that we are generating. Any contract that we do, 20% of it used to come from Russia and China. China is starting looking at coming back now. Russia still has not started to come back.
Okay. And the last question I wanted to ask is, like, any short-term or roadmap for BLS e-services post-IPO?
We have already announced our roadmap, the money that we will be utilizing for. It is all growth capital, you know, this is all fresh issue of equity. Money has come into the company and we will be, you know, our main objective will be whatever we have mentioned in the RFP, we want to follow that, and our main objective will be to implement that.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Omkar Kamtekar from Bonanza Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So could we share the free cash flow generated for the 9 months if it is available?
You can check on. We have given the cash as on 31st March as well as now. I don't have the figure with me, but it was about, I believe, around 550. Now it is about 750.
Free cash flow, not the cash. Free cash flow.
Free cash flow from the business?
Yes, yes, free cash flow.
So, see, in our case, if you add the depreciation and the tax, you will get the free cash flow from the business.
Okay, understood. Fine. That's it.
What we have got generated is...
Sorry, I did not get that.
We have generated around 200 crores in 9 months, free cash.
Understood. Thank you. And with respect to CAPEX, what is the steady state CAPEX that we would be required? I know it would be dependent more upon how many contracts do we get and where are the offices that are being opened in various regions. But an approximate steady state CAPEX that we generally do on an ongoing basis so that the operations are running.
Sure. So we have a normal CAPEX in the range of around 15 crores every year. And and additional comes from the new contracts which we win and how much we need to invest in those. But the normal is about 15.
15 crores. So 15 crores is on an average. It could ebb and flow depending on the contract wins.
That's right.
Finally,
will be on account of new contracts.
Okay. And this all generally funded by us only or is the, for example, the... the counterparty with the government also chips in a bit, or is it fully funded by us?
No, it is done by us only. No government supports on the CAPEX.
Understood. And can we share what is the approximate market share if we can disclose that? What is the market share BLS has in the visa services business, or domestically and globally, or otherwise?
Indicated source available.
Okay.
To give that.
Okay, no, sir. If the investor relation teams could share the number with respect to the volumes, would that be so? I would separately ask them offline this question. The volume.
Yeah, we can discuss offline on the.
Okay, sure. That I can discuss.
Thank you,
Omkar. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on a touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Ravi Naredi from Naredi Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this higher margin we have get in this 9 months, will this margin stay for future years also, future quarter?
Yeah, Ravi, if you see our results over the last, I would say, 1 year, quarter on quarter, we have been able to maintain over 20% EBITDA margin. We are quite positive of continuing and maintaining that.
Yes, yeah, I am shareholder since last 10 years, sir. So I am minutely studying everything. And sir, this digital services, this BLS services, Concall, you will make separately?
Yeah, we will start doing that from next quarter.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. All the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one.
Thank you, everyone.
Yes, sir. There are no further questions. I would now hand the conference over to Mr. Shikhar Agarwal from BLS International Services Limited for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for taking time to participate in our Q3 and 9-month FY24 earnings call. In case of any further queries, you may get in touch with Gaurav Chuk, our Head of Investor Relationships, or Adfactor PR. We look forward to interacting with you next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of BLS International Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.